Hey, y'all. So as some of you know, I started this podcast in 2022 and then just totally dropped it after a few episodes. And this episode today, I found it in a drafts folder when I was making the new episodes. And I found this one in a drafts folder. I think it was supposed to be our fourth or fifth episode. And then I never posted it because I just kind of dropped the whole project. But this one did not get deleted. It is still on my computer. And I wanted to go ahead and release it because it's such a fun one and one that's like really close to my heart, as all the subjects are. This is a older episode, so if it's a little bit rough, don't judge me too hard. We're still learning. This is a very casual podcast. So yeah, this one is about finding the right photography mentor for you. And it's something that I just absolutely love because I think that sometimes we just are like, oh, this is a great photography mentor. When we see someone who's like really, really talented or like seems to like have the clients we want or something like this. But my philosophy is a little bit different because there's so much we can learn from so many photographers who may or may not be creating the kind of work that we ourselves want to create. And yeah, we're just going to talk about different kinds of mentors, reasons to approach mentors, and what you can kind of expect from mentorships in your photography career. All right, guys, this is a really fun one. I hope you love it just as much as I do. Today, we're going to talk about something super near and dear to my heart, and that is finding a photography mentor. So this is such a interesting topic to me because there's so many ways you can go with finding a photography mentor, and it's just so personal to each and every photographer and personality, really. And it's just something that I feel like isn't talked enough about. We talk so much about finding mentors, like not like finding the mentor, but like you see so many photographers offering mentorships. There's so many people that you could be mentored by, but we so often don't talk about the process of finding the right photography mentor for you. And so I thought it'd be really fun to just kind of come on here and talk about how to find the right mentor for you and where you are with your photography. So I think we all get to a point eventually where we just want someone to tell us what they see when they look at our work. I don't mean like we don't know already ourselves, but we want to make sure that our photographs are kind of conveying the emotion that we want them to have. This is so, so important and just like such an awesome way to like get to know another photographer and just hear their thoughts too. So I'm not saying use a mentorship to get to know someone. I'm saying like you can learn so much about each other and like get to know each other and like your passions with photography through a mentorship, whether you're the mentor or the mentee. And it's just like a wonderful experience. I've been on this on both sides. I've done more mentorships than I have been mentored, but I just love how exciting and fun it is to connect with a photographer, whether you're the mentor or the mentee, and just like kind of dig into someone's work and like talk about all of the possibilities. So let's go. We're going to talk about this a little bit more. So before I say anything else about this topic, I want to make it very clear that I think that finding the mentor that you find, it does not have to be your dream photographer. If you are like obsessed with someone's work, I would actually argue that that is not the person you're looking for a mentorship. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't love the work of your mentor, and I think you should love their work, but I don't think that like it's always necessarily a good thing to be like, oh my gosh, I love this photographer. Their work is so amazing. And I just like love their social media presence. I love everything about them. That's who I want to mentor me. Because I know that sounds like kind of bizarre and like, why wouldn't you want to do that? Because you see that work and you connect with it and you're like, oh my gosh, this person's amazing. Their work is amazing. And they probably are amazing and their work is probably amazing too. But I feel like when you are looking for a photography mentor, you need to have someone that has something you are trying to go for. So maybe that photographer does have what you want, but I think it is so important that when you are finding a mentor, you need to find something in their work that you want in yours. This could be a feeling. It could be a color usage. It could be composition. It could be the way their clients are posed or relaxed. It could be the movement they get in their photographs. But I think when you are looking for a mentor, it's so easy to fall into the trap of being like, I love this photographer. I'm going to use them as a mentor because they have mentoring up and it just looks like it's going to be great. this does a bit of disservice to yourself and to the mentor, because when you do that, you don't have something that you're specifically going for. So if you are wanting to be mentored, I would sit down and write like 5 things that you want to identify in your photographs, things you want to work on or things you want to hear about from an outside perspective on your photographs. And then I would look for those things in the person you want to be mentored by. So say you really want to work on composition. When you're looking for a mentor, don't look at the colors used. Don't look at the subject matter. Don't look at posing. Don't look at contrast. Look at their compositions. And if their compositions are what you want to kind of emulate and kind of aspire to, that creativity, then that is the right photography mentor for you. Now, you might not like the rest of their work. Maybe you don't like the way that people hold their faces in the photographs. Maybe you don't like the way they use color. Maybe they shoot all black and white and you love like really bright colors or really like 70s inspired colors. They are still nailing the composition that you want to nail. And that is why I say it can be a little bit of a bummer when you just kind of pick your favorite photographer and have them mentor you, because one, you don't know what you are looking for specifically to be mentored on so often when we go that route. But two, when you love a photographer and you love their work, it can be a little bit hard to be mentored by them because you have that love for their work, that love for their online personality, and it can be really hard to hear constructive criticism from someone that you have on a high pedestal. Now, most likely, you are going to look up to any photographer that mentors you. So there is going to be some of that, you know, Russia feeling anyways. But if it's someone that you've been following for years and you're looking for like a portfolio review, I would think about if you could handle the kind of stress that can come from having someone that you look up to say something negative about your work, because chances are they're not going to want to say something very negative about your photographs, but it could come across that way because it is so emotional when we do get mentored, specifically with feedback. So that's something I did want to talk about as well, because, you know, that is such a hard thing. For me, it is so hard to give feedback. I love to give feedback on photographs, but I really struggle because my first mentor session I ever had, I was just like kind of in a place like not the best headspace of my life. Like, I mean, it was a good time, but like I had put so much effort into my photographs that I didn't really know how to take any kind of constructive criticism for them. And I had this mentor session with this amazing photographer, very, very different style than me, lots of black and whites, lots of moody, lots of really interesting composition. And I just loved kind of the underlying feeling of her photographs. And I wanted some of that in my work. And that's why I picked her as a mentor. She was an amazing photographer, still an amazing photographer. And so helpful, like one of the best mentor sessions I have ever had. She gave me so much amazing feedback. There were things that I 100% agreed with and things that I didn't agree with. More on that later. But when she was kind of pumping me up and like telling me how like good my work was, this was from her, I started crying. And I started crying because like I just wanted someone to tell me that my work was okay because I had worked so hard on it. And that's what I mean by like not in like the best place. It's not like I was going through a bad mental health time. I was pretty dang happy. But like at the time, I had just put so much effort. I was so nervous when I started the mentor session that I was almost like shaking because I was afraid she was gonna be like, your work is horrible, which no mentor is going to do that to you. They're not gonna say your work is horrible. So remember when you're being mentored that you are having a conversation. It's not a lecture. It is a conversation. You're talking back and forth about your work. And that is so amazing and interesting to be able to hear that perspective from another photographer, especially a photographer that you admire who has something in their work that you want to emulate. So be aware before anything else, before booking your mentor session, before even deciding on a mentor, that mentor sessions, emotions can run high. This is specifically true if there is a portfolio review involved. If you're talking a lot about, like, say you book a mentor session and it's just about light, and you're going to talk about how to capture light, how to enhance light in post-processing, any of those things, emotions aren't going to run incredibly high in that unless it's just like, oh yeah, like I've got this kind of feeling. You might have some self-doubt, but it's not someone looking at your portfolio and like telling you what's good or bad in it. And that, of course, I don't like those terms. It's very subjective. But when someone is doing a portfolio review, which is so common in mentorships, emotions can just run so high. So as I mentioned, I've cried in mentor sessions. I've cried in mentor sessions because I cry. I'm one of those people who cries when I'm not like a, you know, faucet, but like if I get sad, I cry, of course, but most often I cry because I am overwhelmed. I cry mostly when I'm overwhelmed. And that's why for me, like with mentor sessions, when I was, you know, 10 years ago, when I went through a ton of mentor sessions and portfolio reviews to kind of get where I was. And a couple of them really made me tear up, like for different reasons, some really positive, some kind of negative. I just got really overwhelmed. And in fact, several years ago, I had to stop offering mentor sessions because it was so hard for me to kind of put feedback together because I wanted it to become so peppy and like optimistic for the photographer, because that's like, you know, what a mentor session is for. And like, if somebody, like, if you care enough about your craft to have somebody that you don't know look over your photographs, then like, you're already like there, you're already taking these great steps, like you're gonna do amazing things. And I wanted that reflected in my portfolio review. But I had a photographer at a mentor session, and she just started bawling during our mentor session. And I don't know if that was because I was too excited and like became overly harsh, like not in a way to be harsh, but to be like, oh my gosh, you've got this. If you change this, this will work. And if you do this, this will work. I don't know if she was happy because I was pumping up her work. I don't know if she was just overwhelmed because, you know, I get overwhelmed too, but she got really overwhelmed and she started crying. So after the mentor session, I cried and I was like, I got to take a break from this because it was so emotional for me. And that actually led me to taking a break from mentorships for a couple of years because I felt like I was putting so much energy into them to kind of like make photographers I was mentoring feel amazing about their photographs. And I wasn't sure if I was trying to do that so hard that I was actually backfiring. So keep that in mind when you find a mentor too. Like, different mentors have different reasons for why they're mentoring. You know, I'll say this a million times on this podcast. I'm not the best photographer in the world. I'm not the best photography mentor in the world, but I really freaking try to do my best. And you need to find a mentor that is trying their best. They're trying their best in their work, and you can tell when they post about mentoring, when you just see how they interact with other photographers. You want to be able to know that the mentor you hire is going to come at you from like a very understanding place, not just something on their checklist. You want a mentor whose mentorship is about you and your growth. It's not about them. Don't hire someone because they are mentoring for their own self-interest or because it makes them look more successful. You can usually spot this pretty easily. I'm not trying to like make this like a distrustful thing. That's not what I'm saying at all. I am saying, like, does the mentor you're looking at have a track record of helping others? Is there content available online where you can know how they approach their work? Is everything behind a paywall? If so, that's totally fine. But if you're looking for a mentor, I would definitely recommend either reading their tutorials, listening to their podcasts, watching their YouTube videos. And if they don't have anything free like that, I would download one of their PDFs, one of their educational materials, because you're going to be able to get a handle on what a mentor session will be like with them if you cannot tell it from their free content. And it's going to be much more beneficial to kind of spend, you know, $15 or $20 on a digital download or even $50 than it is going to be on like a $400 portfolio review. Because you want to make sure that photographer has the kind of approach that you want approached in your own personal mentor session. And that's going to be, we're all going to want different things. We're all different people, all different photographers, and we're all going to need different kinds of photographers to mentor us and to kind of nurture kind of what we have. So that is so important when you are looking for a photography mentor, is that you kind of do your research, make sure that the person you are hiring to be your mentor can really help you in the ways you need to be helped. Like if you go to their, you love their work. So you love their work, but you read a tutorial and you're like, that doesn't sit the best with me. Like it's informative, but maybe like it's just not written in a way that feels authentic to you. Doesn't matter how authentic it was written. It doesn't feel authentic to you. And if that's one post, totally fine. But if you are reading 3 or 4 or 5 and something just feels a little bit off, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong with that photography mentor, but it might mean that it's the wrong photography mentor for you. Like that's just something to really keep in mind. Like don't just look and be like, this person has pretty photographs. They can help me do pretty photographs, because that's not necessarily the case. And I know I talk a lot about my own experiences because that's the experience I have. When I was kind of up and coming, I did a lot of paid mentorships once or twice with different photographers. And I also joined some groups from the Click of Moms forum, because that was what I was on at the time. Still on. It's amazing. We kind of like formed a group of people like in the same, you know, more or less same spot where we're in our photography work. And we did a lot of peer reviewed portfolios and website portfolios. Whenever I saw something like that, that kind of opportunity jump up at me, I jumped at it. And what's so amazing about that is no matter if you're swapping information with kind of a peer, or if you are in a kind of mentor-mentee relationship, what's so amazing about that is like, if they give you advice that you don't like, that means that you have learned something. So say that you've worked really hard on some greens. Like I always talk about greens because they're just like so crazy here in Fayetteville. And in the summer, they just are so intense and so bright. So they're always like my go-to when something is wrong. But say you've worked really hard to kind of create a feel of green, a shade of green, if you will, in your photographs that you're really proud of. Say you get a mentor and they say your greens look too yellow, or your greens look too blue, or they look too green, or just something negative about your greens. But you know you like your greens. That doesn't mean that you need to change your greens. It means that you need to look at what they have said in their feedback, look at your photographs and say, would I like them more? Like, okay, like I've worked so hard on this. Maybe adding a little bit of warmth to the greens is going to make me love them more. But maybe the greens look exactly like you want them to. And by having a mentor, even if they tell you something that you disagree with, you are going to be able to learn from that and kind of either double down on your decisions or kind of follow what they have done. Like one thing that happened to me once, I had a mentor session where, you know, I was the mentee, and this was probably 9 years ago. And I was very heavily into weddings at the time, really, really getting into them. And she said that my wedding work was fine, but that I was a much better family photographer. And that if I marketed my in-home family session, she would fly me across the country to photograph her family. And I didn't want to do that. I love photographing families, and I photograph families a lot more than I used to. But, and I loved the work she was talking about. Like, And it was very like of the, you know, 2013, 2014 time when she said that, like, was very on trend for that and kind of where photography for families ended up going. But family photography at the time was not really my passion. I had started out wanting to shoot babies and just like didn't love photographing posed baby portraits and didn't really make the leap into like really pushing for family photos because it wasn't what I was interested in shooting heavily at the time, just kind of shooting them in passing when they happened. And when she said that, I was like, okay, I need to look at my family photos and see kind of the heart that is in them and figure out how to transfer that more into my wedding work. And I did. And it was not like an easy process, but I had to look at my photographs. I asked her questions in the mentor session. This is the same mentor session where I cried. was like, okay, what can I do differently? Like looking at these photographs, why is she resonating more with families than my wedding work? And guys, like not specific to this mentor session that I had, but that can just be what your mentor is interested in. So if you get a mentor and they are very, very into high-end fashion photography and you love their use of their Photoshop skills, so you're doing a mentor session specifically around their Photoshop skills and you're just learning so much from them and they're amazing, they love fashion photography. And if you are a high school senior photographer, those are two different things. So you need to keep that in mind that you can learn so much from this mentor, but you do not have the same career path and you don't have the same career goals. So they might be like, oh, this would be so amazing. And it would be so amazing for high fashion. And that is their expertise. So that's why they're talking about it. And that's amazing. But you might not want to incorporate that into your high school senior work. Not because it's not a wonderful technique, but it might just not be something you want to offer in your senior editing. And that's something we got to think about when we take a, you know, we find a mentor, because there's so many different ways to be mentored. And I just think it's so fascinating, the mentors that we pick and how we kind of can learn so much from people whose work is similar to ours, but also whose work is totally different. Some of the most helpful things I've learned about photography have been through books and through tutorials written by photographers that I don't identify with at all work-wise. And I just think that is something that is so important for us when we look for a mentor, is to look for those identifying features that we want to help with. So again, I know we talked about this again, but what do they have in their work? Is it that color? Is it the composition? Is it those poses? Is it the way they use sun? What is it about their work that you want to learn about that you can make better in your own photographs? And yeah, that's just the best way we can do it. Finding a mentor is really just looking at the ways we can talk with a photographer in a mentor-mentee relationship and become better and do more as we work and identifying those little things. So like, say you want your photographs to feel very kind of gritty, and the mentor looks at your photographs and say that she feels they're kind of, so you wanted to say gritty and she says that they're kind of vintage. What you would do is be like, okay, so is that the same? Talk to them about that. And then when you're talking, you know, absorb everything they're saying. And then after your mentor session, ask yourself, do I really want a gritty vibe or is it a vintage vibe? Why is the vintage vibe seeing in my photographs? And you could be like, you know what? No, I love this style I'm going with. I'm going to stick with it and just keep fine tuning what I'm doing to make it better over time. Or you could be like, you know what? She's seeing these hints of vintage that I really want to kind of grasp and go with. That's what's so great about mentor sessions, is it gives you so many options. Just having somebody else look at your work. And I'm talking a ton about portfolio reviews because it's something that is, I think, the hardest. Again, like when you're going to a mentor session and you're learning about how to pose a couple, that's amazing and you can learn so much about it, but it doesn't have the same personal the personal upheaval that a portfolio review can have, and so many mentor sessions do include that portfolio review. So if, you know, you're talking to a photographer and you really feel like you're going for a gritty feeling in your photographs and they just see a vintage flair, you know, you can be like, which of those am I actually trying to do? And, you know, if you are like really feeling good about your work, it means you're doing the right thing. And like sometimes one thing I tell students in my Click Photo School class is that you cannot control how somebody else sees your work. And that is so true within mentor within mentor sessions, when they're telling you what they see, what you can do to make things in your photograph stronger, because everybody comes looking at art with their own perspective. And just knowing what other people see is so helpful, and it helps you be able to look at your work and see what you can embrace to make the feeling you're trying to create stronger. And a good mentor will do that for you. A bad mentor will be like, you need to do X, Y, and Z, and this is like the beginning and the end, and I know it all. A good mentor will be like, how do you feel about that? Here's X, Y, and Z things that can help you. But keep in mind that this is your work and you want it to feel like you. So pick what feels like you. Hopefully that's helpful, guys. I know I talked again about a ton of portfolio reviews, but really that's just the hardest kind of mentor session to kind of participate in, because our work is so personal to us. And that's why I focus on it so much. But just find that mentor that talks the way that you want to be talked to, who teaches the way you want to be taught to. And that is going to be more important than, you know, if their work is specific, is like the work you want to create, if their follower count is, you know, in the 5-6 figures. All of those things matter a lot less than the ways that they talk to you and the knowledge that they have. So super excited. Y'all, just like when you're out there looking for a mentor, keep those things in mind and, you know, good luck. It's a fun world out there and there's so much to shoot. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.